May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 14. Number 14. Begin my tongue some heavenly theme, and speak some boundless thing, the mighty works or mightier name of our eternal King. Hymn number 14.
Thank you. us read together, firstly in the book of the prophecy of Ezekiel, the part of chapter 37. We turn onwards to the first epistle general of Peter, chapters 1 into chapter 2. That's Ezekiel, chapter 37, a few verses. The first epistle general of Peter, chapter 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause the breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Excuse me. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man. And say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones, are they whole? Every one, the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our path. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out of your graves, and shall put my breath in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall he know that I am the Lord, and have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. And we turn onwards. The first epistle general of Peter, a few verses in chapter 1 into chapter 2. We commence our reading here, the beginning of the chapter. Chapter 1 and the first epistle general of Peter. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience. It's a vital word, that is. Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, another most vital part. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance from as far above, isn't it? To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness, through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable, or it means unto joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Now we just turn to the second chapter for a few verses. Chapter 2, first epistle, general of Peter. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Are ye also as lively stones that are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ? Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone. It's for these dry bones, isn't it? It is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, the elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. And to them which be disobedient, it means left to it, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed, that ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. We leave the reading of God's word there. Amen. O Lord, we do seek unto thee for that needful help at the great throne of thy grace. Oh, where thou dost make it abound to sinners, and we can't come too poor and needy. Lord, we come just as we are and seek that increase. We read of it, he giveth more grace. Lord, it's the evening hour and we are nearer eternity. We have come through another day, through thy sparing goodness, and now we need a heavenly touch. We need something this world cannot give nor promise to give. We come, Lord, seeking that we may be gathered together. Lord, it needs thy sweet spirit. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Lord, we are very poor. We seem to get poorer. Seem, Lord, to be plagued with sin and unbelief. We seem to feel, O Lord, to be unlike the people of God. Feel, O Lord, our need this evening. And we would be beggars at the door of thy mercy, which is always open. Oh, we bless God for that. And pray, Lord, that thou remember each one. Those, Lord, that are much in need of thy help, may much help be laid upon one that is mighty. For those, Lord, that are ministered and brought low, may they know a sweet sufficiency in Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners, and a Father's love. Oh, the bounty of thy Spirit to be made known in the fresh anointing of our souls. That thou wilt come where we are and remember each one. We pray for seekers and we seek, Lord, that thou wilt be in the midst. Pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember those that may be much in need of a lift. Those, Lord, that come and feel so troubled with their barrenness and their terrible deadness. And those, Lord, that can hardly drag about sometimes, and yet we have to come limping along. Seek that thou be with us, Lord, as we gather together, bringing our little ones as in our heart's desires. Bless them, Lord, and the Sabbath school, when it is indeed well tended to, and we thank thee for those that are willing to do so. Lord, we pray that thou remember those that are past the 80 years and 10, some of us getting very much on, Lord, where to? Are we ready? Lord, when it should be said, you know so and so, they're gone, but where should it be? Oh, we want to be right, Lord. We want to be made right and kept right too. Lord, remember each cause represented and those we lovingly bear up before thee, seeking, Lord, that we might be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. And those we commend unto thee, Lord, that have been with us, we pray for them. And we think, Lord, of the very little ones and pray that thou wilt spare them and make them a blessing in due time. But now, Lord, it's our need to be thankful for thy mercies, that ever we are yet on praying ground, that ever that thou wilt be inquired of, and that thou hast not said, speak to me no more, but rather may we come, seeking mercy through blood, make our plea for thy great mercy, and pray that thou hear us for our land. O Lord, what can we say? We need thee to hasten to us and remember us in the dark dispensation in which our lives are cast. We feel, O Lord, our solemn need of God to return, but we need thee to come to us first, individually. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt also remember the nations of the earth, where thy name is faithfully recorded, that we are saddened at heart over things, Lord, that should not be. Pray that thou wilt turn again unto the nations with deliverance and knowledge of the Lord. We desire to come, Lord, seeking that thou wilt hasten to open the book. Lord, it's the opening of it we need, and the sweet spices of it to reach our hearts, and the Spirit to come and grant us enlargement, even as we've been reading. And leave us not, Lord, to be a hindrance, but may we come. Lord, we think very much of the least of them. Lord, much in want, that thou wilt come, Lord, and gather us together. But may it be unto Jesus, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. And we pray, Lord, for the sick, poorly afflicted, bereaved, and those, Lord, that we tenderly pray for in life's journey with all its many infirmities and sadnesses too. We pray for those that have lost loved ones. We seek that thou art hastened to come, Lord. It's the poverty we feel, that thou wilt make our poor petitions what they need to be, as approaches to the Almighty with acceptance. I have heard thy prayer and seen thy tears inwardly at least. And we pray that thou wilt remember those that may especially need thee, Lord, even at this evening hour, to come and grant some sweet token of benefit, a token for good, as we have sung this morning. Pray that thou hasten, Lord, to help us to thank thee for the safe return of those that have been away, that, Lord, do come. Oh, we cannot seem to get far, Lord, we are so undone. Do come where we are. Receive us graciously. Bless the church, remember dear friends, and remember us, Lord, together as we hope we're bound up in that bundle of life, we would see Jesus. Desire to seek hard after thee, Lord, for that needful help as we come once more. Oh, how poor and needy, and yet we would lean upon thee. Pray for that help in the service, and come, Lord, be with us this week we've entered upon, and remember us still. We would acknowledge thy mercies and an interest in the Saviour's precious blood, for we need that more and more. We ask all in that worthy prevailing name above every name. Desire to bless the Lord and seek much unto thee. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, enlarge my coast. We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 897. Ye poor afflicted souls, give ear, who seek the Lord but fear his frown. What things ye ask in fervent prayer, believing Christ will send them down. Hymn 897.
Thank you.
As the Lord may help me, I will try to speak further from the text. This morning, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 3, verse 29, and one part of it. That's the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 3, verse 29 into verse 30. I'll read the two verses. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, not the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. But this my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. We notice this morning these the words, especially of the forerunner, even the Baptist, a beautiful type indeed of the great forerunner, of which we read in Romans chapter 6, isn't it? And those parts where it speaks of the blessing of this great high priest, even Jesus, who is the forerunner for those indeed that would see Jesus, would come and seek for enlargement of heart, and even in blessing, if you like, for something from the Lord, something that might just suit labouring hearts and those that seem to make little headway, if I may speak for others. It's a beautiful part, and these are the words I want to bring to you, as God may give me help this evening. It's in the sweet word of his grace. We have it before us. Because of the bridegroom's voice. Now that's a very short text, isn't it? I did hint this morning that that was what was on my mind in seeking to come, and yet we had to speak from the whole of the text, or tried to. Friends, what's on my mind is this, to seek the Lord for the substance of what is proclaimed here in the Gospel. The forerunner, a beautiful type indeed, there was one that hadn't got much further than this. He must increase, but I must decrease. And he was on the borders of the land, wasn't he? He was near to heaven. Dear man, we read of him in Luke, don't we? Not, I think it's chapter 4, isn't it? We read of him leaving all for Christ. Faithfully so, was he able to commit his way and leave his cause in God's hand. And these are part of the words that may be attributed indeed to John the Baptist of Christ. You yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. Friends, it pleases God to grant a forerunner. The first consideration is the greatest truth of it in Christ. And then, friends, it pleases God to grant that those that are appointed to speak in his name, as was John, a faithful witness. One, friends, that knew the Lord. And there are a few things we tried to notice this morning of which he was able to say, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is a bridegroom. It seemed to dwell much on my mind. Oh, this dear man, with heaven before him, about a very great trial indeed to pass through. He said, he that hath the bride is a bridegroom. It's as if he was able to look above it all, wasn't it? And he said, he that hath the bride is a bridegroom. It's in the Gospel. But the friend of the bridegroom, we just left it really this morning, thinking of those words of the friend of the bridegroom, by God's grace, are we not brought by the wondrous grace of God to be friends with the friend of sinners? That's where the friendship is. Friends, it's in Christ, isn't it? And love him in return. We have it very much before us here. Well, the friend rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. There's that much that I could speak, perhaps a little on, but it's this part that has returned on my mind in the spirit of the gospel. Desiring to come, friends, we're on the road to eternity, aren't we? What do we know of him who is the friend of sinners? Indeed, this one that John so sweetly commended. He said of those that are able to follow on, we stand and hear him rejoicing greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Now I want to look at a few things that seem to be impressed upon my mind. We want to leave perhaps many things here that are very precious really, but it's this what gathers more weight on my mind. Because of the bridegroom's voice, that's what the Lord has left behind here below. The bridegroom's voice and those friends of the bridegroom, until the world shall be no more. There'll be these characters, friends, that are saved by grace. They're gathered up. A few things belonging to them are revealed in the gospel. I want to look at it as God may help me. Friends, in the preaching, God's word, in the appointing of it, I hope in the sending of it, in the favour of it, I hope so. There are those things that God reveals even through, it's said, the foolishness of preaching, but not foolish preaching. It's these ones that want to hear his voice. Not long ago, a dear friend said she longed to hear the bridegroom's voice. And it is in my mind to speak of those things which in the word of God for the bride of Christ, those things which he will sweetly make known. Now let me give you an example. In the word of God we read of a still small voice. No other voice like Christ for the poor sinners that seek him in life's journey. A still small voice, friends, full of grace, dear. dear apostle, he had to put his face in his mantle, friends, such was the authority of it. It got right in, didn't it? The poor man's heart, very much in our text, really. It's those things that the Lord makes known through the voice of the gospel. Indeed, the voice of Jesus. Now, I want to be ever so faithful as I do. I want to be faithful with myself. Friends, we can have an intellect. We can have a lot of knowledge so far. But it's that inward habitation we've read about it, haven't we? Oh, the sweetness of it to those that seek the Lord. How they need the Lord to come. It's their poor souls, isn't it? It's their dry bones they feel, isn't it? Any like that? Can these dry bones live? O Lord God, thou knowest. Friends, they need the gospel. But it's not any gospel. It's the Holy Spirit's vital power. Friends, when he breathes on these dry bones, that's the difference, isn't it? I hope it will ever be so. But there'll be a people that want the truth as it is in power, authority, in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that are brought to seek much for the Lord's gracious help, even deliverance from the ways that they're appointed to walk in. But then it does seem as if we must notice here those things that perhaps in the word of his grace, unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. There's much sweetness in that. And his name shall be called Wonderful. But is it not so, friends, as you come even to this evening hour? Is there any more wonderful name for you and me? Sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to save my soul from danger, interposed. We need it interposed, don't we? By his precious blood to begin to approach and lay hold upon him and to seek for the increase by the Spirit of the Lord. Let me look at it a little closer. For the increase of his government, a few things there. And peace, there should be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. I was thinking about it, friends. Church of God are ordered in their ways. The Lord directs them, and that's where we want to come. Those that have to cleave unto the Lord and seek much for his sweet mercy and for the increase of his government. And we read of it here, to order it. Perhaps there's much to speak about that, to order it. And that's what's been on my mind, friends. It's by the voice of God orders his people. I know there's much can be said of the gentleness, the favour of God. But what about, friends, the Lord bringing poor characters to the law, trying their heart? Don't hear much about that, do we? As it is so, he leads them by the law. There's not much left, is there, for poor sinners when they've been emptied out? It's much in the text, isn't it? Emptied. Friends, reduced. Laid low. Perhaps some say, well, we don't want to hear too much about that. Friends, it's in the preaching. And I want to notice it as God may direct me. He must increase, but I must decrease. Well, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, just to try you even by God's law, by his word. Friends, I want to be faithful to the word here. It does seem to be perhaps a part where we might think of the Lord's sweet favour for those that wait upon him. Let me look at it in the word here. It's what the bridegroom's voice might speak, isn't it? Some of you waiting to hear what the Lord may say, what the Lord may reveal to perhaps some poor longing heart, perhaps some that they do want to hear his voice. others do. Perhaps it's a great matter with some. They come and go, but will the Lord meet their heart's desires? Will he bring them safely through? Let me look at it a little closer. Friends, the Lord brings his people to worship him on his terms. It's what the Lord will do for them. What he will be pleased to do in answers to their petitions. Lord, help me. Many have to keep praying like that. And then again, there is a sweetness in it. Friends, the Lord, he empties whom he fills, but he will bring the blind by way they know not, and paths they have not known. He'll lead them on fair Zion's road, the weary, weak and faint. But I want to come a little further. It does seem as if there's much here to try to bring before you. It's this particular thought, friends, of the word of the Lord that has occupied my thoughts very much. It's this word especially that is spoken of here in the voice of the Lord. Friends, it's with power, you know. But some may say, I don't seem to have got the power, nor... Friends, it's what he will give to poor sinners to prevail, pleading that worthy, precious name above every name. Let me look at it a little further. There's something that dwells here belonging to those that if only they could hear the bridegroom's voice, that would put it right. So they believe. Say, I haven't heard the bridegroom's voice as you've been speaking about. How can I be one of the Lord's people? Well, friends, it's the shepherd's voice, isn't it? None other than the voice of him that speaks. And we have read in the scriptures it was done. Oh, need the Lord to put his seal on something and say, I can't receive it until it's spelt out in my heart with such a particular emphasis that shuts all doubtings out. Be careful. I would say be very careful, friend. It's the bridegroom's voice you need, that I need, that we all need. Full of grace and truth. It's he that leads safely on. You know, there's a word that comes to my mind. How long halt ye between two opinions? The Lord be God, follow him. That's the voice of the bridegroom, but it's only he can speak like that. It's a vital point with me. There is a solemn misunderstanding of what these words mean. The bridegroom's voice, friends, it's not without his love, his dealings, his particular appointments, perhaps in sorrows, and yet his love is the same. Have you not walked in it? Is it not, friends, that he empties indeed whom he fills? Now let me look at it a little closer. We tried to notice the still small voice. Well, don't despise that. Friends, the Lord can speak in such a way as may indeed be so suitable. Be still and know. Not without the knowledge. Be still and know that I am God, the Most High and Lofty One. Inhabiteth eternity. There's a certain religion that troubles me, friends, when it's like this. Well, God hasn't shown me, and I really am exempt from any part of a searching sermon, because God just hasn't met my requirements. Be careful, friend. You've got a lot to learn, so have I, really. Oh, we need the Lord, friends, to grant us grace that lives. Well, faith that lives in the fire, and grace that endures to the end. Let me try and speak wisely. Friends, it's these characters that I feel that I'm sent to preach to in my latter days, sometimes more often. What think ye of Christ is the test? Friends, there's something real about it. At what ground are we on? Is it mercy's ground? At what prospects have we? Have we got any? Yes, I to the end shall endure, as sure as the earnest is given, but it needs the Lord. But let me try and speak to young hearts. Satan, friends, is a deceiver. He really is. Father of lies. And he'll try and present the truth in a way that is accommodating to old nature and to the poor fallen man. And what says the Lord about it? Friends, he'll turn away from such souls that are left to rest in something sure. It's a mercy if the Lord brings you back. I want to be faithful about it. Friends, the remedy is the bridegroom's voice to his bride. Friends, it seems to me to speak of condescending love. It seems to speak to me of compassion, of a God. Sweet hymns about it. Friends, they never can ask too much in pleading that worthy name, these characters that can come in here, that he must increase. I want to be faithful to myself. Friends, do we really want him to be all in all? What about the things belonging to this journey of life, friends? Is Christ the most precious thing? And really, that's where my text was in the anticipation early this morning. And Peter, I must come to it. Maybe the Lord. It's the voice of the heavenly bridegroom in the gospel. It's contained in the scripture. I want you to bear me out. Behold. It's the Lord. I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. Now, I see that, friends, as a sweet token of the Lord will not leave his people. Jew and Gentile, sweetly brought to hear the bridegroom's voice. Well, Peter knew a lot about it, didn't he? Oaths and curses he carried on, didn't he? We haven't got a stone to throw, have we? And the Lord looked upon him. And that melted his heart, didn't it? He decreased then. He wept bitterly. Oh, what a wretch. And yet how sweet the epistle. Full of grace and truth, aren't they? But look at it, friends. Would you not be able to see from these words that have stood out to me, is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. It's between concerning the Jew and Gentile that are called by God's grace. I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. Elect, precious. I was thinking about it early this morning. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Oh, friends, what a sweet part of God's word. Let me try and speak about it. I was trying to get my thoughts about it. It's this part that I must bring before you. It's in the word of his grace. Unto you there for which believe. He is precious. It says an honour. What does it mean? It's an honour to be called by grace divine. An honour to be found among his people. An honour indeed to have a sweet token at times of his rich love. Perhaps in another part, chief cornerstone, elect, precious. Or perhaps it's a good part, friends. You know, I see in it the wonders of Emmanuel. I might speak about that. I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And this is what touched my heart, I hope I can say. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. And it's what the Lord gave me when I was seeking earnestly for a token about following him. Much under the influence of his grace from ways of sin. And I found it to be a sweet comfort. It's a well-known part, isn't it? I've had to learn a lot. And what about you? Friends, gathering up those characters that fear that the Lord hasn't done anything. Or has he not brought you, perhaps, especially, to know a particular word that seems to speak very much of these characters being gathered up? That's how it strikes me. The bridegroom's voice gathers in these characters called by grace divine. Because they're all on one level. They're all poor, broken sinners. And they begin to feel it. They begin to seek earnestly for the Lord to hasten to come. But you know their ways are straightened out, aren't they? They're not your own. There's a particular part, friends, I must notice, that God comes and then things aren't the same ever after. It's our hearts that need the increase, though. Oh, it's that particular part I want to bring to you, friends. Is it not a particular building of his sweet grace? Worthy that the Lord to grant that sweet help to those that are struggling on. The word seems to stand out to me in passing. The voice of the bridegroom. Unto you, therefore, which believe. And that's all of grace, isn't it? To you, therefore, which believe. Not those that don't believe, but those that believe with the dear man that said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Help it quickly. And of course, there is that one that said, what doth hinder me to be baptized? If thou believest with all thine heart, because that's in our text, he must increase, I must decrease. Oh, what, friends, what things need to be attended to? Solemnly so. As if we live in a time when really, we can pick it up or put it down just as we think we can. Friends, we might fall forever like that. But a little sweet knowledge of the Saviour, his precious love, the bridegroom of these souls, friends, that has love them with an everlasting love. Indeed, it says so. Love an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness have I drawn thee. How far? All the way. You haven't got much less to boast about, have you? Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. Let me put it another way, friends. There's a vital need of an inspection as we go on day by day. Am I his or am I not? Friends, where indeed are we heading for? Or what can we say of ourselves? Well, it may be said we've got a lot of favours. We're very thankful for this and that. But friends, what have we got to die upon? We can't die upon any other. It's a vital matter. Be ready when the Lord shall call. The heavenly bridegroom shall come. You know it speaks about it very much in the 25th chapter of Matthew, isn't it? You want to come to it. The Lord may help me at the end of the day. In that 25th chapter of Matthew is full of our text, really. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Couldn't tell them apart. Took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Yes. He's in our text, isn't he? Oh, but friends, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Well, they didn't know about it. They thought they were well ready. But just when the bridegroom should come, and then their lamps went out. And went out gradually. Oh, friends, we want to be faithful. We want the true grace of God that builds up a poor sinner upon his most holy faith. Or the very person of Emmanuel, God with us. The author and finish, chief cornerstone, isn't he, in Psalm 118. Oh, this one that, friends, is for these characters to build their hopes upon. That's what it's for. And to believe, but oh, the need of more faith. I want to speak to the encouragement of those that may be troubled about it. May be troubled about their election of God, even. Well, friends, it's what the Lord leaves behind. The broken, the contrite heart, that's what he leaves behind. He doesn't leave it there, friends. He sweetly gathers in these characters. They haven't got anything but Jesus Christ. And there they build their hopes there. Upon the finished work of Jesus. And they have to keep going to him like that. Lord, I'm broken and undone. My sins are many. Oh, we seem to get lower in our poor thoughts about it. Oh, for the increase, the bridegroom's voice to come. We have it in the chapter. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Oh, what a part it is, isn't it? Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps as they had to. And so we might think of the word here. They said, give us all your oil, our lamps are gone out, and going out. But oh, friends, the great matter is this. The Lord to grant that sweet help of God to those that have to lean upon the Lord and cast their burdens upon him. And then my thoughts go to the chapter here that may be especially a word in season, I don't know. I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Do you believe it? Say, ah. that that's precisely where I am. I need the Lord to direct my heart and lead me on. But then there are those that are set about by Satan and feel to be put to it to be able to say when the Lord began with them, if he has done at all. And fear that they cannot seem to get very high. What then? Well, friends, the old evil heart will say, well, we can't do anything ourselves. And we'll have to leave it like that. Friends, you dare not leave it like that. It's going to him emptied. Exactly as we have in our text. He must increase, but I must decrease. Oh, friends, what decreasing is there in our short lives? Oh, the Lord, take of a few things, if it please him. And direct those hearts that especially seem to need the Lord to direct them by his sweet grace. There's a few things still before us here. I was trying to think about it. Contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion, a chief cornerstone. Or perhaps some of you may be able to sweetly know the truth of it. I lay in Zion, a chief cornerstone. Yes. We read elect, so precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded, cannot be confounded, shall not be confounded, shall be brought safely through. The Lord bless his word unto you, therefore, which believe. He is precious. And there's just a few thoughts still attending my thoughts. It's this particular heart that seems to, as to touch my heart, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Thinking about it, oh friends, the part of it that doesn't suit our old nature, disallowed indeed of men, and yet it's in the way, isn't it? It's in his appointment. Disallowed indeed of men. We might notice it perhaps in coming a little further. But chosen of God and precious. Well, let me try and speak from these words as God may direct me. Coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, so it is, still is. Oh, but the Lord grant a sweet token of his love, the heavenly bridegroom's love, that is, and coming as unto a living stone. It's allowed indeed, again it says here, it's allowed indeed of men. We don't know what may be before us, friend. Things are very grim in our poor land. We don't know what things may be brought to our particular thoughts by the wondrous grace of God. But I must seek to come a little further. It's allowed indeed of men. When it says indeed, there's much in that. Indeed of men. What it may mean to you as you go onwards, the Lord knows. This allowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. I must quickly come to it. It speaks of Christ himself, friends. Chosen of God. I love heavenly doctrine. Chosen of God and precious. Perhaps especially in the way of the Lord to those that seek to wait faithfully upon him, but we want to hasten. It's coming as unto a living stone. That's where the life is. It's in Christ, isn't it? Nowhere else. And so there's a sweet drawing and a fleeing too. And the Lord dries and the Lord draws, you know. Oh, and the matter is this, it's unto a living stone. It's allowed indeed of men. Of our chosen of God and precious. Just a few thoughts, I must soon leave them. It seems if something the Lord may bring to our notice, friends, it's this building up that struck me so. Unto a living stone, what for? For his eternal praise. To whom coming is unto a living stone. Oh, friends, these characters are these living stones that have been quickened by God's grace, and now they choose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin if for a season, if so be you've tasted. That the Lord is gracious, is he not? Where would you be without him? To whom coming is unto a living stone disallowed indeed of men. Chosen of God. So his church are chosen in Christ. So wonderfully revealed as those belonging to his sweet grace that are gathered out of this poor world and unto him eternally. But is it so, friends, that we are so intoxicated and overcome with things of a poor dying world? Oh, friends, the matter I must leave with you is contained in the word of his grace. It's this particular thought in the chapter. Unto you, therefore, which believe his precious. Friends, it speaks of the preciousness of Christ, his glorious person, fullness of grace, but oh, the way in which he saves unto the uttermost, all that come unto God by him, those that have to lean upon him and wait upon him still. Perhaps in a few thoughts we have to leave it. And these are the words that I must leave it with, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. We leave it there. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Robert Field is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, Mr. Graham Cottingham, next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 351, 351. The sinner that by precious faith has felt his sins forgiven is manifestly passed from death and sealed an heir of heaven. Hymn 351.
good, we we desire to bless thee that ever thou hast brought us from the ways of ruin and set us among thy people, though so unworthy. We seek, Lord, a blessing upon this house of prayer and each cause represented, upon those we pray for, that may be able to say we have found him. Hinder me not, ye much loved saints, for I must go with you. So we ask thy mercy upon us, and thy forgiveness of all amiss. Receive us now in that worthy name. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost with you all. Amen. Friends, do bear with me. I want to just, it's been very good to me, these lines connected with Rutherford. The sands of time are sinking, the dawn of heaven breaks, the summer morn I've sighed for, the fair sweet morn awakes. Dark, dark has been the midnight, but day spring is at hand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. Thank you.